Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the Global Venturing Review podcast, brought to you by Morsonia. My name is Jerry Hillis and I'm the editor of globaluniversityventuring.com and globalgovernmentventuring.com, bringing you the week's biggest investments, funds, exits and people news across corporate, government and university venturing. Let's get started with deals. The zeitgeist of VR and AR has been captured by Pokemon Go's phenomenal early success as an augmented reality game, and Unity Technologies has certainly done its bit to reinvigorate the franchise. Unity, which is the game engine that helped build Pokemon Go, raised $181 million in its Series C round, led by DFJ Growth and including China Investment Corporation, the Sovereign Wealth Fund of the People's Republic, Freeze Fund, Thrive Capital, and Max Levchin, alongside existing investors that include Sequoia Capital and West Summit Capital. On the corporate side, we have a $45 million investment for iCarbonX, whose shareholders include internet company Tencent, that led a $154 million Series A round in April last year. The latest cash injection comes from investment bank China Bridge Capital. iCarbonX is using an interesting approach to big data, using the technology to analyze a user's biological, behavioral, and psychological data in order to help them live a better life. Meanwhile, Naspers led a $30 million Series C round for online coding school provider Code Academy. Naspers' commitment follows a $60 million investment in online tutoring marketplace Udemy last month, suggesting that the media company may want to follow in the footsteps of its Germany-based peer Bertelsmann, which has also got its eyes set on the edtech sector. It's certainly great to see that Code Academy is getting support, with coding becoming an ever-increasingly important skill, in a world obviously relying heavily on algorithms and software. Finally, we have an interesting crossover deal between the corporate and university venturing worlds. Sapiens Therapeutics, a spin-out of Columbia University, welcomed healthcare company Celgene to a $22.5 million Series A round, led by VC firm Eshelman Ventures. Sapiens is developing treatments for high mortality cancers, with a lead candidate targeting a particularly nasty form of brain cancer. While funding deals this past week may have been mostly on the lower end of the scale, that didn't stop some big numbers being thrown around, and one of these came courtesy of IDG Capital Partners, a VC affiliate of media company International Data Group, which closed its latest fund at, you might want to sit down for this one, $1 billion. Even in the VC world, that's not exactly peanuts, though this is going to a firm that's had the foresight of investing in massive successes such as Tencent, Baidu, Xiaomi, and Kihoo 360. Backers of the fund include Breyer Capital, and the vehicle will focus on the healthcare, energy, consumer products, and TMT sectors over the next 3 to 4 years. That wasn't the only impressive chunk of money that globalcorporateventuring.com came across last week, though. In a crossover news article with globalgovernmentventuring.com, MAFCAP, the Malaysian government-owned venture firm, is looking to raise $250 million for three technology funds and is hoping to attract the interest of both domestic and overseas corporates for that. The amount would basically double MAFCAP's firing power, with the firm having invested more than $250 million in over 160 businesses since it was established in 2011. Not to be outdone, Verdane Capital 9, backed by private and public pension funds, university endowments, private foundations, insurance companies, and family offices, hit its hard cap of $349 million and will put that money into SMEs in Northern Europe. The predecessor fund was backed by Finnish Industry Investment, the VC arm of Finland's government, though it's not yet known if FII returned for this one. And then on globaluniversityventuring.com, we have the Indian Institute of Management, Ahmedabad, which is reaching full deployment of its current fund, Infuse Ventures, backed by International Finance Corporation, BP, the Indian Ministry of New and Renewable Energy, and its Technology Development Board. To make sure it'll still have resources to invest, the Institute is now preparing the launch of a $150 million vehicle, dubbed Bharat Innovations Fund, which will focus on the areas of healthcare, agriculture, and energy. Now, the whole point of investing, of course, is eventually to secure some form of lucrative exit, and that's happened quite a few times over the past 7 days, starting with messaging service Line's $1.14 billion IPO. The Naver-owned company had a bit of a rough ride, filing, pausing, delaying, and then restarting its flotation plans over 2 years, but so far it actually seems to be doing pretty well for itself on the stock market. And while the attention has definitely been online for both the US and Tokyo listings, a slightly more unusual, if not unheard of, move came from Yatra, an India-based online travel booking platform that went public through a reverse merger with US-listed shell company Terrapin 3 Acquisition Corporation in a deal that values it at just about $208 million. That may sound like a lot of cash, but actually, the deal transaction valued Yatra at less than half that at which conglomerate Reliance Industries reportedly sold its stake in late 2014. Investors in Yatra include IDG Ventures India, Singapore government-owned firm Vertex Venture Holdings, Intel Capital, media firm Network 18, and Norwest Venture Partners, the VC firm managing funds on behalf of Wells Fargo. Finally, ZTO Express, a logistics service based in China, is aiming for a US flotation this autumn that could bring in between $1 and $2 billion. ZTO is part of the Cainiao partnership formed by Alibaba to scale its logistics in China, and if it goes ahead, could prove a significant win for its shareholders. On globalgovernmentventuring.com, we have big data company Talend, backed by France's public investment bank BPI France, setting the range for its IPO at $15 to $17 per American depository share. If the company flows at the higher end of that range, it could bring in close to $103 million. BPI France invested in a $40 million funding round in 2013 and currently holds 6.9%, so it might see a decent return on its investment. But enough about the money, let's look at people. First off, we have Catherine Dupéré, previously of BDC Capital, joining Isomere Capital. At BDC Capital, Dupéré was responsible for leading investments in VC funds such as White Star Capital, Real Ventures, and Open Text Enterprise Apps funds. She will now serve as principal at Isomere's London office. Richard Holliday, meanwhile, has joined Oxford spin-out Bodley Technologies. Holliday actually helped the company spin out of the university during his time as deputy head of technology transfer engineering at Material Sciences at Oxford University Innovation, the institution's tech transfer office. But clearly, he was very fascinated and jumped on board. He is now the spin-out's senior vice president of business development and intellectual property. Bringing the news to a close is University Ventures, with its announcement that it would be hiring Troy Williams and Pratik Anesia while promoting Anand Radia. Williams will join Radia as MD, joining from publishing house Macmillan Publishers, while Anesia will take on the role of vice president, joining from Wells Fargo Securities. And that, dear listeners, is it for this week's Global Venturing Review. Thank you very much for downloading. If you haven't yet, don't forget to hit the subscribe button. Leave us a comment on iTunes or send an email with feedback to me at thelis@morsonia.com. That is thelis@morsonia.com. And with that, until next Monday, have a productive week, everyone.
Global Venturing Review was produced by In Ear Production. You can find out more by going to inearproduction.com.